Welcome. Here's what we have for y'all today on Dish Nation.
Seems like Tyrese's hands are going down. We'll explain.
21 Savage is feeling a bit more bloated than usual.
Lord and Rebel Wilson reveals she was once kidnapped, y'all, in the motherland.
Oh, that's a lot, Gary. Plus, Andrew Florian sits down with Anne Hathaway, and she would tell Edgeofair to talk about their brand new movie. But yo, Gary, what piping hot tea do you have over there, man?
Well, Chewy, honey, the tea today, baby, is that Cardi B, y'all, has got some expensive wet kitty cat.
Tell us more.
Gary.
Ooh. All right.
Yeah, you know what? Don't mind Gary. Yeah. What he's trying to say is that Cardi B is saying that the budget for her WAP music video with Meg Thee Stallion was like $1 million.
Okay. $1 million.
So the rapper, you know, Cardi B hit up Twitter to talk about her music video price tags and revealed that the music video for her first single, Bodak Yellow, only cost $15,000 to make.
Wow.
When a fan responded and said, "That's expensive," Cardi said, "Nah, honey. Money costs $400K. Please Me costs $900K. WAP costs $1 million.
So basically, four videos ran her about $2.5 million. HK Brad, does this sound about right? Is this a proper figure? Like, tell us.
I mean, I think when you get into a Cardi B space, you don't necessarily care about cutting costs, but like an indie artist would have figured out how to shoot all of those videos for like $500,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Using green screen and just like extras and like deleted footage from something else.
Right. But it's such a trip because it's still, do they take all that money, Brad and HK, out of the money that they advanced you? Like, do you have to pay that money back, $1 million for WAP?
At the end, you are paying that money back. Yes, you are.
Wow.
It looks all beautiful and grand in the beginning until you get that little bill at the end. Mm. And you'd be like, oh, I paid for that hotel. Oh, I paid for that limo. Oh, I paid for that trip. The most expensive video that I think I did was What You Like. It was a feature. It had Tyrese on it as a feature, and we flew everybody out of the country. But I didn't know I was going to get the bill later, and I for damn sure did. It come back, baby. You're going to pay for it. You might think it's free, and they looking out, but you're going to pay.
Because I think Scream was like the most expensive video out there.
Yes.
What was it, Brad? What was it, Brad?
$7 million. $7 million.
Wow.
$7 million.
MJ,
for Michael Jackson and Janet.
That's probably what they did when they saw the bill. Scream.
Okay.
They screamed.
Now you can look, but don't touch Tyrese. So the queen of hip-hop soul, Mary J. Blige, she continued her 50th birthday celebration with a private birthday extravaganza dinner. And of course, celebrities were in attendance, including the very newly single Tyrese. But when it came time for the two singers to take a picture, Tyrese's hand started wandering. And check out Mary's reaction.
Is sharp though. So now head crack. Now Tyrese know damn well Mary J. Blige isn't here for that, baby. So what was he thinking, honey? I mean, you know, maybe she should have, you know, invited him maybe to that Zoom party that she had instead of the dinner because he fresh from a doggone divorce trying to touch on that woman's leg.
It's almost like he was just trying to show how fly she was. I don't feel like it was disrespect, but she sure cut him off, didn't she? Like, go ahead now.
She sure did, honey.
There'll be no hateration, no toucheration, or nothing in this dancery.
All right, y'all. Y'all better stop calling 21 Savage fat, because he's not having it, all right? The rapper posted a video to social media of him examining his body and debating on whether or not he is fat like some fans have been calling him. Damn, y'all are brutal.
No,
and he's really in his feelings talking about it. Take a look.
I can say fat. So I look fat. Like, I just be poking my stomach out when I be taking pictures. I don't think I'm fat.
Oh, Savage.
I love that this bothered him so much. He was ironing his clothes and had to put the iron up.
But some fans reassured him and told him he looked good. But others believe he's got a little belly. You know, maybe he's drinking a little too much, too many snacks during COVID, you know?
People are so critical. Like, this man, it's making him be so critical of himself. Like, people should not be able to say things to make you question yourself. You know, if you're unhappy with your body, then work on it and fix it. Don't let it be because of what what people say. You
he
know?
Should see people some of these people on this rude. Show, honey, and they talking about him fat. I mean, my God.
Yeah, because when they look at the flaps on your back, they should understand what fat is.
Gary was a rapper, his name would be 21 Sandwich.
HK, you was hitting it out the park, boy, today. Wait a minute. Wait, is that Heidi and Frank that I hear?
Yes, Sherry. Yeah. We'll take over for the next couple of stories. Heidi, what are we going to dish about?
Mm. All right, Chewy, Frank, this is pretty crazy. Miley Cyrus and Rebel Wilson just shared some insane stories.
What?
Miley posted I know you love Miley. And she posted a slew of throwback photos of her and Wayne Coyne on her Instagram story. And in one photo, Miley and Wayne are on Hollywood Boulevard. It's very early in the morning together. And the caption says, standing on Hollywood Boulevard, morning after a rager, I climbed the Roosevelt sign naked.
So much I want to discuss here. I thought that was the Buffalo Head guy from the Capitol siege. I'm like, Miley was there?
I don't know. I mean, I think Miley... And this was a while ago. I think back in the day, a rager, and she's up all night. Do I have a hard time believing she climbed the Roosevelt sign, the Roosevelt Hotel sign? I don't.
You know, no, I always believed that Miley Cyrus and I, if we actually ever met, we would become best friends. And this confirms it.
Okay, so not sexual.
Oh, no.
Best friends.
Yeah, we'd just be best friends.
Best friends.
Like, I'd be her best male straight friend.
Am I crazy that I could see Frank climbing the Roosevelt sign naked, too?
Oh, absolutely I would do that. If the three of us were, you know, partying all night, and had a rager, who's the one climbing the sign naked?
Oh, that's you, because I'm not even going to be, here's the thing, I always go home, no matter how much fun we have, I'm usually on my way home by 9 or 9:30.
Heidi's bedtime's for, like, people as old as Roosevelt. Well, Miley isn't the only star living life on the edge. So is Rebel Wilson. A recent interview, the actress revealed she was kidnapped in Africa.
What?
All right, she was on a cattle truck with a group of women when a truck with men carrying huge guns pulled up next to them and made them get off their truck.
Yo.
They took the women and Rebel to another location. Rebel said she kept her cool, and luckily no one was hurt and everyone was released the next day.
Wow.
Now that's some scary stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think you might let us go? Do you think you could?
Like,
how long you reckon you're going to keep us?
They probably kidnapped her because her name is Rebel, and she thought maybe they thought she was part of a rebellion or something.
She's the queen of a rebellion.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know what they wanted. But if say we were there, and we were on a cattle truck, and we get taken over by some, you know, Mozambique
gunmen. I was about to ask that.
Who are they letting go first? When I see this, I see the scene from Deliverance.
Okay.
And me and Heidi are over there tied up against a tree, and Chewie's like, squeal!
Really?
And you go, near.
Chewie, you do have a pretty mouth.
Well, you would know, we've kissed, so.
Hey!
It's soft, too. That beard is tickly.
All right, coming up, Atlanta is going to tell you how Sierra's big win masked.
Well, speaking of masks, if you want one of these really cool masks, you can head over to dishnation.com/mask giveaway to enter for a chance to win one. Look at this.
Look at that. Check it out.
I mean, they fit so nicely over my headphones.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Stop it.
Look at that.
It fits perfectly on me, and keep in mind, Dish Nation is brought to you in part by Olay Body Wash. Visibly transform your skin in 14 days.
Boom.
Dish Nation. All right, welcome back, y'all.
Hey.
Well, COVID-19 has the world moving a lot different, and everyone has to adjust to the new normal, including expecting mothers. Now, Sierra opened up to Self Magazine about the crazy moment she went through with the delivery of her third child, Wynn. Sierra said, and I'll summarize, my obstetrician, who's delivered all my babies, was not playing games about this COVID. I literally made my first push with Wynn, and then he was like, she needs a mask on. Get a mask on. My mask was pretty good, and I could still breathe through it. So that was good, but it was like, wow, this is crazy.
I know.
I'm having to deliver a baby with a mask. What in the world?
That's so crazy because, first of all, Brad, when you on the table and you pushing, you're breathing so hard anyway. So to have a mask on and it hinders all of that. I mean, I think I would have passed out. I don't know how I could have had Jeffrey.
Sherry, would you have worn a mask for Jeffrey? I mean, Sherry, think about it.
Oh, absolutely. Because you know why? You have a new baby coming into the world who's very vulnerable, whose immune system is not develop. So absolutely, right. you would do anything for your child. So yeah, she should have put a mask on like her obstetrician had said. Would you put a mask on, yep. Gary?
Yes.
No, did she have a mask when she conceived? I mean, so no, I wouldn't wear no mask. You just go all the way natural and do what you have to do.
Not the same, Gary. Conception. Yeah, having the baby. Well, it seems that the late Tommy Tiny Lister, a.k.a. Depo, was all in when he decided to take on his memorable role in the movie Friday. So much so that he legally changed his name to Depo. I did not know that.
Nice.
Me neither.
Yeah. So it turns out that Tommy Lister was born Thomas Dwayne Lister Jr., but on his death certificate, it says Tommy Depo Lister. Now, he actually misspelled it, but since he wrote it with just one E for some reason. Now, check this out. He was also married to a Miss Felicia. How, like, weird is art imitating life on that? Isn't that a trip?
You know, the crazy thing, y'all, too, like, I watched so many videos of him after his death, like, just, like, interacting with fans.
Yes.
And when people would approach him, he would be, like, in Depo mode.
Yes.
But would play along with them and show them so much love,
yes,
man.
He did.
So, like, Depo became Tiny Lister. You know what I mean? So it was only right that I think he just, like, adopted it as opposed to somehow some stars hate
run
the thing that made
it.
Them famous.
Right.
Like, he embraced it and showed the people love back, which was dope.
I agree.
People call me because I did a guest star on Friends, and I had to say, and I'm Rhonda, and these aren't real. That was like my biggest line about my breasts. And so sometimes people will come up to me in a grocery store, and I'll hear Rhonda, and I don't turn around because my name is Sherry. So it's such a trip, that they call me Rhonda, and I'll go, no, my name is Sherry.
What was the character you played in Precious? Sherry, what was the character name you played in Precious?
I played the girl on Each One Teach One. I was the receptionist at the school, Gary.
I know, what was her name?
I don't know. Lee Daniels gave me a name. Gary, I played Precious. I also won an Oscar. Call me Gary. Abby or Monique.
All right, so, yo, before we go, we would like to give a special birthday shout-out to the one, the only, Donna Evans.
Hey.
She is a hardcore ride-or-die fan. She watches us every day.
Love
and
you,
she
Donna.
Asked for a special happy birthday shout-out from me. For being a loyal Dish Nation viewer, y'all.
Coming up, my man Andrew sits down with the amazing Anne Hathaway to talk about her new film, Locked Down. You don't want to miss that, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am getting ready to sit down with Anne Hathaway and Chiwetel Ejiofor to talk about their new film, Locked Down, streaming right now on HBO Max.
Hi, Paxton.
We heard London's in total lockdown.
We are all locked in this psychological prison of burning aloneness.
How's Linda?
She's somewhere in the house.
Is there some type of issue?
Annie, I will start with you because I've been in this blue box for 8 months, and quite frankly, it's driving me freaking insane.
Okay,
So what advice would you give now to couples that are in this stage of the lockdown? What are Annie's lockdown tips?
Learn to find each other very funny. If you're not already there, just be nice. Be genuinely nice to yourself, to each other, and just, you know, if you feel yourself tensing up, scream into a pillow.
Okay, sometimes I just scream into the room, because...
There you go. That's completely valid.
Now, Chiwetel, I know that you're a bit of a pack rat. I know that you like to keep things in your home, stacks of magazines, things like that. Have you been hoarding toilet paper?
No, I've not been one of the toilet paper hoarders. I've actually been trying to deal with my... hoarding issues, and it's actually been going quite well. So I feel like that this actually hasn't compounded any of that. So I feel like I'm doing better with it. I don't know if that's actually true.
You seem well put together, so I think you're doing okay.
How did you know that Chiwetel had a problem with hoarding magazines?
Oh, well, I have a crack producer here on Dish Nation, and Blake found a clip of him talking about it on James Corden. So thank you, Blake. obviously you guys have these iconic scenes in Harrods and there's no one there. If you could go somewhere to a place where there was no one there, what place would you want to go to and why?
Right now, I only want to go places where there are people because that means that we're through this thing. So I guess if there's one place that I can fantasize about being alone by myself right now, it would be my house because I'm with my family all the time. So, but I'm not complaining about that. They're pretty cute.
And lastly, there's a scene in the film where Annie kind of puts the ultimate picnic together. So Chewie, if you and I were going to go on a lockdown picnic, what would you pack? What would be in our picnic?
Well, are you a meat eater? Or are you?
Yeah, love meat.
Well, you can have all the meat. I don't eat meat. It's like, but then I think that picnic that we had, which has kind of ended up being quite an expensive picnic, it had all sorts of things. What else did you pick up? I think you picked up a lot of the meats. And the chocolates and the champagne.
The champagne. Yeah. I think there were like sweets too. Like
that I would get behind.
There's a beautiful loaf of bread. Oh my God, the Harrods bread is so good. At the end of filming, they gave me a huge loaf of bread with my initials carved into it.
Free bread, sold. Hathaway, you win. Thank you guys so much. I love the movie. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. I don't know how familiar you all are with cryptocurrency, but Bitcoin has been blowing up. It was reaching all-time high, around about $40,000 per coin. Mm-hmm. And listen to this craziness. There's a programmer by the name of Stefan Thomas. He told reporters that he lost his password to a hard drive containing 7,001 Bitcoin.
What's the math on that?
If you did the math on that, that would be at a value of $240 million worth of Bitcoin.
Jesus.
And he only has one password attempt left before he's locked out of this digital wallet.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, apparently, Iron Key Digital Wallet gives users 10 guesses, okay? And Stefan has already guessed 9 of the 10.
Wow.
Now, if he remembers on the last try, you know, the password will encrypt it. So if he doesn't remember,
he'll get locked out.
Now, if he doesn't remember on the last try, he's got one more try left. The hard drive will encrypt the password and it'll be locked forever.
This is a movie.
That's why I always keep the same password for everything, and that's Buttchug69.
Okay, so what do you do? Well, in this, you've only got one left. Do you hire a hacker?
If I tried 9 times and I've used every password that I could think of that I've ever been interested one in, or left. Every combination of things that I would do, I would hire somebody, if they could, go in there and find that, and I'd split the money with them 50-50, because, I mean...
Well, apparently there is an ex-Facebook security guy. His name's Alex Stamos, and he has offered to help this guy get into his Bitcoin account, and all he wants, he's like, I can figure out your password. You got one shot. I know how to do this stuff. I'm ex-security. I just need 10% of the 240.
Done. I'll cut you a check.
Right?
I'll give you 15%. There you go.
I freak out if I get locked out of my Netflix account.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.